Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh yeah, it's back, baby.
Nothing like the mouth bass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, Football Friday, Sports Jeopardy just a few minutes away from right now. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Now, next Friday, we'll start our picks against the spread where we do two college and two NFL.
Yes.
There's no NFL games this weekend, so we're going to do four college games.
Yes. We were talking in the break, me and you, we're talking about local schools also. We got Kennesaw is going up to Wake Forest tonight.
They take on Wake Forest tonight at 7 on
and
the ACC
Georgia
Network.
Georgia Southern is going all the way across the country to take on
Fresno State.
There we go.
Yeah, that's already, a bit of a road trip.
We already mentioned Georgia State today. They're going.
Fresno State at Valley Children's Stadium. In Fresno, California.
Right.
It's going to be 99 degrees
Damn.
At kickoff.
It's Georgia. It's Statesboro.
It's Georgia, yeah.
It's Statesboro.
They're used to it.
Yeah.
9:30 p.m. FS1.
There we go.
So that's on
regular
TV.
Big TV, man.
And Fresno State's 0-1.
Oh, they played in last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got Kurt Warner's son playing quarterback.
Yeah, they
threw
do.
Two picks that first game.
Hey, he'll get over it,
so
man.
Maybe Georgia Southern can go out there and get a win.
I like, what's the line?
Southern favored by 1.5.
I like it. I like it.
Love that.
I like it. I like it.
Who wants to go first?
Well, I always go first, right?
Well, then lead us off.
Let's go. I always go first.
What do you want to? You want to switch it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
You go ahead.
All right, I'll go first.
Yeah.
I'll go first. I like that Ole Miss line. I like Ole Miss by 34.5.
There we go.
No offense. Speaking of local games, I got Bama covering the 14.5 against Florida State. I like Syracuse getting 13.5 against Tennessee. I don't know if they're going to beat them, but I think they're going to give them a good game. Same thing with Toledo and Kentucky. Toledo getting 9.5.
Green.
Those are my four.
All right. Well, my four are, I'm right there with you with Syracuse. I don't know if they'll win, but 13.
Two touchdowns
that.
A lot.
Give me Rocco and the Cyclones and the Fighting Dave Archers. minus 16.5 versus South Dakota. Clemson minus 4.5 versus Bo's LSU Tigers. Give me Georgia Tech minus 4.5 against Colorado.
Oh, they might have been the first Death Valley, but we're the real Death Valley. So I can't not take LSU plus 4.5 versus
In
Clemson.
That argument, like what are the – they named theirs
Clemson
first.
Clemson called themselves Death Valley first. But
right.
They're not even in a valley. They've never registered on a Richter scale. We are literally a valley. Football field underwater, under the sea level.
Okay.
You know,
well,
come on, man.
That's a valley right there. I just saw a lot of headlines this week about people arguing about that,
yeah,
and I was like, "All right,
silly.
That's funny." Because
but it is kind of silly also that there's two places that like
right.
So because of the guy drafting in front of me in the college draft that picked Nuss, I had to pick Austin Simmons right after him. Ole Miss's quarterback also ended up with one of the receivers for Ole Miss. So while I'll be actively rooting for Georgia State, I just don't think, because Lane Kiffin is mean, that he cares, and he will blow them out.
That's the thing. So, he'll hang 70 up just to prove a
just
point.
Just prove a point.
Like Kirby never covers in these 38-39-point spreads.
He wants to get the dub and get out.
What's the point? Yeah. Get the starters off the
field.
And
get a whole bunch of guys in there and let them play.
Get the backups in there. Yep. You know, like, I bet Georgia, and maybe I should have picked it, I bet Georgia could win the game tomorrow by 60, but won't win it by 40.
Yeah. Because I am going to take Marshall in that game. Plus 53.5. That's just nuts.
Wait, really?
Who's 53.5?
Isn't it Marshall?
Georgia's
is it 43.5? Might be 43.
Last I saw was 39.5.
Oh.
But I'm not saying you're wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, I see 39.5 right now. You're trying to steal two touchdowns there.
Either way.
Out of your mind.
Oh, no, I was looking at the over-under, so I'll take Marshall plus 39.5.
Okay.
I knew I saw that number.
I was like, whoa.
The biggest one I saw was
got to be Florida.
50.5 was somebody playing North Texas A&M or something
Florida,
like that.
What's Florida's line against Long Island?
They might not even have one. Yeah, they don't even have one.
Oh, they don't have one? Oh.
Yeah.
And so when we had Mike on the other day, he was adamant that Penn State wasn't going to cover. So I'm going to take his word on it. So give me Nevada. That one's 43.5.
Okay.
I'm going to go Georgia Tech minus 4.5. I'm in with Randy on that. I'm also with Randy on Clemson at 4.5 against LSU. Baylor tonight. Give me the plus 2.5 at home against Auburn. And South Carolina by a touchdown and a half point, minus 7.5 here in Atlanta against Virginia Tech.
That's a fun one.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, to all of the people in town, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
We're Andy and Randy. Nice to meet you. Glad you're in our city.
We're remember happy
that
you're here.
That one's on Sunday. We also got the Saturday, the Syracuse, Tennessee right here, too.
Yes. Oh,
and dude, we're happy you're here,
happy
too.
You're
and
here
any of you weirdos here for DragonCon.
Hey, dude. Hey, man, watch yourself, dog.
We're happy that you're here, too.
Hey, man, watch yourself, dog.
I just know that was Abe that called you.
It was Abe Gordon that said that, not Randy. Okay, so y'all take y'all con ass over there to Abe. But, no, I saw on the news today.
If you're looking for the run club
the opening
in to trample during the Stormtrooper parade, let me know.
There's no run club event this weekend as some people cowards prepare for the Sizzler on Monday. I'm not running, though.
I saw it was Star Wars night.
Yeah, I saw that. But the
Phillies game. Phillies
one thing I saw yesterday was dude was like, because they had the Dragon Con is here and everything, and they had this Spider-Man dude on the hood. And I was like, is that like a car accessory? No, it was actually him. It was an actual person dressed in the Spider-Man on top of a car yesterday.
Just out and about?
Out and about.
Okay. I'm
like, all right. Like,
I think even if you're pretending to be Spider-Man, that's still dangerous anyway.
I would think so, right? I would think
maybe
I would,
it was Spider-Man.
I would think so, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, that was not Randy. I don't judge you people. I think it's great that you're here. That's Abe, okay?
You know, Abe, one of the things they've been doing, because it's like a big fundraiser right now to start the year at Lily's elementary school.
Uh-huh.
In the car line, they've been having like kids dressed up in funny outfits and characters and stuff, trying to get people to donate to it, and they've got blowhorns yelling at people. And some of the kids have been hanging out their parents' sunroofs in the line, which is great. I don't have a sunroof. Really let her down.
You would let her?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
We're going 0 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the funniest thing yesterday, and I saw the video, and I was like, you know how to read comments. I was like, let me just look at the comments. Was Adam Thielen's wife, when she was telling the kids that they were going back to Minnesota, and they were driving, and the kids weren't buckled up or nothing. They were just standing in there. I was like, oh, no. This is such a great occasion.
Yeah.
Leave this woman alone.
Leave her alone. She's not a bad parent.
You might want to buckle your kids up.
They were probably like, just driving down the road.
Leave that lady alone.
It's all good.
Half a mile an hour.
It's funny. We for whatever reason, I don't know why. My wife wanted to do it, so we're doing it. They've started watching Full House from the beginning.
Really?
Ashley and Lily have started Full House from the beginning, which – you really forget how long ago the late 80s were.
Yes.
Like some of the stuff that you could say, like just in general comedies back then, or the hairstyles, whatever. But in the opening, they're driving across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes.
Right? And they have that convertible.
Yeah.
And the two little kids are in the front seat.
Yes.
Unbuckled.
Yes.
Lily's like, they're riding in the front seat. And I was like, yeah. That was the 80s, man.
That was a good, hey, I was going to say the good old days. We had one, granddaddy had that one bed truck. It'd be like six of us sitting right there in their front seat.
It was the great old days. When my dad used to pick me up, and we would go back, like, you know, he'd pick me up every other Friday. And normally one of my uncles would be with him or whatever, because we'd go do something for the weekend. He would put me in the back of his work van and he'd say, put the bungee cord across your lap, you know, just in case. Not even hooked to anything.
Right.
Just lay the bungee across just in case we had some unexpected turbulence or something like that.
Yeah, dog. So she's going to get that'd be interesting.
It's interesting.
It's very interesting, that she's watching Full House.
It's not a bad show. It's not a bad show.
No.
It's got good messages and all that kind of stuff.
I just go back to thinking about these type shows, because I watch them. I go sit up and say it. But what was the hell was up? It was Full House. It damn sure was in Family Matters. That little violin when something serious was coming on.
Oh, yeah.
But, Dad, I know you told me not to do drugs, but all my friends were doing it. I know, Edward.
Who gave a better, like, I'm not mad at you, I'm disappointed in you speech? Carl Winslow or Danny Tanner?
Carl Winslow.
Because both of those dudes owned that territory.
Carl Winslow.
You think so?
Yeah, Carl Winslow.
He'll sit you down on the couch.
Yeah.
Look here, Edward.
Listen here. That finger.
Or Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil gave good ones, too.
Yeah, but that one, Uncle Phil, was the, yeah. I don't know. Uncle Phil would, no. Because Uncle Phil don't
Uncle Phil would get mad.
Uncle Matt Phil would get mad.
Yeah.
But I just think Carl, when he would wag that finger, listen here, Edward, you might not like it, but that's how it's going to be.
Danny Tanner was just so tall,
yes,
like Bob Saget, and awkward and gangly. You forget
awkward
how skinny he was at the beginning.
Awkward as hell.
And he'd just like lurch over him. It was like,
awkward as hell.
All right, let's get to
awkward
sports, Jeffrey.
Hell.
Andy. Oh, why? By the way, brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers.
To celebrate the start of a new college football season, let's see how much you guys remember about last college football season.
Oh, boy.
What quarterback led the nation in passing yards last year?
Andy.
Andy.
Was it Kyle McCord?
That is correct.
At Syracuse, right?
A question that Rusty Mansell did not believe you guys would get.
Take that, Rusty.
That's right.
Put that in your.
He also thought you're missing.
And smoke it.
He also thought you're missing this one. Which two teams played in the Big Ten title game a year ago? Randy.
Oh God. Ohio State and Indiana.
Incorrect.
Penn State and Oregon.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
Ohio State.
I was way off.
It's my conference now.
Yeah, it's way off.
Take that, Rusty.
Name the two teams that beat Notre Dame a year ago.
Randy. Marshall and Ohio State.
Incorrect.
Ohio State in the national championship game.
Yeah.
And I think it was Northern Illinois.
That is correct.
Oh, Marshall was the year before.
2 years ago.
Marshall was 2 years ago, yeah.
Who won four different Coach of the Year awards last season, including the Walter Camp?
Who won what?
Andy. Kurt Cignetti?
That is correct.
I didn't get it.
4-0. Ashton Jeanty led the country in rushing yards last season. Name any of the other four players who finished top five.
Randy. Dylan Sampson?
That is incorrect.
Really?
Good guess.
Oh, okay.
God, these are going to be some randos from like.
There are a couple randos.
Okay. Jonah Coleman.
That is also incorrect. Number two is Cam Scatterbo.
Oh. Yeah,
number three was Amarion Hampton.
Okay. Well, okay. All
right.
Okay.
Bryson Daly.
Should have got those guys.
Or Trey Stewart.
Okay.
Which SEC school had the player with the most individual sacks in the conference?
Randy. Oh, in conference, right?
SEC, yeah.
Which team?
Which school, yeah.
Oh, South Carolina.
That is correct.
Yes.
Who was it?
Bonus point for the player?
Oh, God. He was a damn true freshman last year. And I said his name earlier this damn week.
You did say his name earlier in the week.
I can't even think it off the top of my head.
I can't remember it either.
Yeah. Kyle Kennard.
Oh, no.
You may be thinking of Dylan Stewart.
We talked about Dylan Stewart.
Yeah. Kyle Kennard actually had more. Okay. Dylan Stewart was right there.
Okay, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Again, they bring those guys back.
Yes.
Maddox Trujillo.
Okay.
Who's that?
He's a kicker who had the longest field goal in college football last season, booting a 64-yarder in a win over Utah State.
Maddox
for which Pennsylvania school?
Maddox Trujillo. Andy.
Andy. Pitt. That's incorrect. Randy, only a couple other.
It's only a couple schools. I mean, Penn State sounds too easy, so I don't know. Penn State, yeah.
Temple.
Oh.
Temple.
Okay.
Temple.
Each having
those five schools there in Philly.
I know.
Yeah. forget about that.
Each having 6.5 sacks on the season. Which two Georgia players tied for the team lead a year ago? Randy.
Jalen Walker.
That's one.
And, oh, my God.
It's tough.
It is.
Okay. Yeah, yes. It's not a gimme.
It's not. My God. I can't think of his name. Jalen Walker and
do you have a number?
13.
Well, that was Michael Williams.
Yeah, Michael.
Then no.
Oh. Oh, damn it.
Who
damn
you
it,
got?
Damn it, damn it. Is it CJ?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind. I don't know.
Andy? Steele?
Yeah, I can see him, but I can't think of his name. I want to say Dan Jackson because I think, you know, they share a similar
Chaz age. Chambliss.
Chaz Chambliss.
Oh.
Chaz Chambliss.
I knew he was white.
Saw he made the initial 53. whoever he undrafted went.
Yeah, we'll get through these last two, but Andy's going to win today. Only two power four receivers had more yards than Travis Hunter last season. Name them both.
Randy. Jeremiah Smith.
One.
And the receiver from Arizona State.
The receiver from?
Arizona State.
You want to take the state away?
Oh, Arizona.
Arizona, okay.
Tet McMillan.
Yeah.
And then who is the only school to have two of the top 10 receivers yardage-wise in college football?
Had Andy. Two of the top 10?
Oh. Yeah.
Ohio State.
Who'd you say?
Ohio State.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Randy. Texas.
Incorrect. Jalen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Noel and Jaden Higgins, Iowa State. Andy's our winner today.
Hey!
What's this?
You know what this is.
I actually don't.
Bow down to Washington.
Oh, okay.
That's what Colorado State's going to be doing tomorrow night.
Bowing down.
Take care of it while you're down there. We'll be right back. Get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Greg Cosell's going to join us at 1:20. What's that? Huh?
That word?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, take care while you're down there.
No, this is what you say.
Driving?
It's just what you say. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92 on the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.